There was this movie that came out. It was over 25 years ago, and it's an absolute classic, and it was called Groundhog Day. And being that today is Groundhog Day here in the U.S., and I believe in Canada as well, I thought it might be interesting to share one really quick concept with you. A lot of, you know, and if you remember the movie, the whole, like, premise of the movie was this guy who kept reliving the same day over and over and over again, right? And just with a lot of funny things in between. And I think the same thing happens to many of us in sales. And we just keep doing the same things. We keep like having the same routine when we get to the office or when we begin our day. We like go about our prospecting the same way. We send the same exact sales emails. When we get in front of a potential client, we ask a lot of the same questions. Many times we find ourselves in the same scenarios where people are throwing objections at us, the same objections and the same stalls. And I got to think about it. Or maybe they're going MIA on us, right? They just kind of disappear and go silent, never to be heard from again. Well, you know, I mean, here it is, February 2nd. And one of the things I was thinking about this morning was I almost looked at it in disbelief. Like, wasn't it just yesterday that we were all just like really getting all festive because of the holidays? And then we were getting all excited for the shiny new year. And there was all these messages on LinkedIn and all over the place. It's going to be the greatest year ever. And 2018, we're going to make it happen. And then it stopped. It didn't just stop because, well, I mean, it's just kind of weird to be talking about that kind of stuff on February 2nd. I think people stopped with the excitement because many of them went right back to almost like this whole Groundhog Day, doing the same things over and over and over again. This week, I kind of had a little revelation. I was thinking about, what are some things that I can do to change up my routine? So I started changing some things this week. And I'm going to be sharing that, by the way, in one of the upcoming episodes of the Sales Playbook podcast. I don't want you to think I'm kind of sweeping that whole thing under the carpet, because just like you guys, I mean, you know, I'm a humble student of sales, so I've been learning some very interesting things along the way. So again, I'll be sharing that with you. But here's one of the things I thought about. I was thinking about you guys, and I was thinking about what I could do to help you change things up. And I was looking through some emails that I had, and one of the biggest things that I hear from people when it comes to, say, like my coaching program, for example, my one-on-one coaching program, I'll get emails from people saying, hey, Paul, you know, do you have any Saturday times open? Because I'd love to work with you. I love your podcast. I love your, you know, your sales methodology. I love the, you know, the blog that you do and your LinkedIn group. But I just don't have time during the week. And I look through other emails where people are just simply requesting, hey, you know, do you have anything open on the weekend? And when I first started my business in 2011, I didn't want to do any of that kind of stuff on Saturdays, because my oldest at that point in time in 2011, my oldest was 17. I had a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. And the weekend was really a chance for me to kind of get back to hanging out with them and doing things, going to kids' soccer games and all that kind of stuff. Now they're older. I mean, my youngest now is 20. So my Saturday mornings have opened up a little bit. And what I decided to do this week, one of the changes that I just like decided to dip my toe in the water and see like what kind of response I would get. I have an email newsletter that I send out to about 45,000 people. And I decided to open up two spots on Saturday morning. And I said, hey, everyone, look, we've got two spots open. If it's something that you've always wanted to work with me in a one-on-one coaching type of thing, but you just haven't had time during the week, here's an opportunity. And the good news is I sold those spots out. Well, I decided to open up two more spots on Saturday mornings, and I decided to open them up only for the people like you right now who are listening to the Sales Playbook podcast. So if it's something that, as you look at your year and you're saying, you know, I find myself struggling with certain things in sales, or maybe you're doing well and you feel like there's another level that you haven't realized yet. You've been kind of at that plateau. And I, believe me, I know about that. I've been selling since 1983, by the way. So I've had those points in my career and stuff. Maybe there's like particular areas that are giving you a hard time, whether it be getting in front of more opportunities in a different type of way, because your competitors are all saying the same things and you find yourself saying the same things. Or you have no problem getting in front of opportunities, but you just want to get more of them across the finish line. What I'd like for you to do is go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching. yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching. You could check out the sales program that I have. Now, here's the thing. I only have two spots that are open on the weekend. So if you find yourself in that position where it's like, yes, I really want to get better, I just have no time during the week, this might be something for you. Or you might be listening to this right now and say, yeah, screw that, man. I want my weekends, but I do want to work with you during the week. You still might want to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching. Now, I decided to do one more thing. Now, before I tell you what the other thing is, I want to say something, and it's going to be along the lines of tough love. I don't want you to be insulted by it, but I want you to know that I am being about, you know, as straight up honest with you as I possibly can. In sales, we embrace a lot of bullshit excuses. Like, especially when it comes to us trying new things and learning things and everything else. And one of the excuses that we all like embrace is, well, I don't have the time for that. I don't have the time for that webinar, or I don't have the time for that coaching or whatever it is. I try to remove one of those by giving everyone the option of one of two spots that are open on Saturday mornings. The other one is money. Now, one thing I will never do, because I think it's disrespectful to my existing clients, I will never run like a flash sale just to get more money in or anything like that. And I certainly am not going to give somebody a better rate than my existing clients. But if you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching, and you look at the price tag and you say, oh my gosh, man, paying one lump payment like that for the 6-month program, I like everything Paul had to say. I want to work with them, but man, I feel like I got to like remortgage the house. I'm not going to be able to do this. There's one other option that you can do, and it would be doing the month to month option, which is not listed there because I just really don't do it. So I'm happy to do it here if I can help you by opening up Saturday morning spots for you, two of them, or helping you be able to hire a coach who has your best interests in mind, then I'm happy to do a month to month. The only thing, and I think it goes without saying, just understand that when you weigh the pricing out for the lump sum payment versus monthly, monthly is going to work out to be more money for you. So if you'd like to learn more, two things that you can do. Shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com, or simply go to yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching. But here's the thing that I just really want to get across to you. At some point, you have to stop the excuses. At some point, you have to acknowledge that there's nothing wrong in having a little help. I mean, the thing I always tell people, in fact, when I had created a free guide on how to hire a sales coach, one of the questions I always invite people to ask when they're looking into hiring a coach, ask that coach if they have a coach. I have had a coach. I've actually had more than one coach. There's been times where I've had 2 and 3 coaches for different things like public speaking, or when I was really starting to get into a lot of the online stuff that I do, I hired a coach for that. I hired a small business coach to help me run my business. There's things that like, as like, a small business owner, like the finances of the business and the accounting, all that kind of stuff, that like I sucked at that stuff. Seriously, I needed to get the help. I don't ever want you to feel that it's a sign of weakness to just like ask for some help in any area of your life, especially sales. But the problem is with us is that we're stubborn. We have these egos, and egos in sales are actually an awesome thing to have, because the ego protects us from a lot of the shitty things that we come up against in sales. Like, you know, you're calling up people and some of them aren't the nicest when we cold call them, or we have people jerking us around or saying some really rude things to us in sales, right? Or delaying the deal. You need the ego like as your body armor. But the problem is, like any other body armor, right, in that protecting you, in this case, it many times protects us from like getting a lesson and being a humble student and getting better at our craft. So I'm hoping that you and I can change that and we can work together this year. So you're more than welcome to visit the coaching page, yoursalesplaybook.com/coaching. And as always, you can shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com.